This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Right Every Time, The Back Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Danny Kruger's reform blunder, what not to say in a crisis. When damage control becomes the damage. What happened? Reform UK's by-election candidate for Macclesfield, Robert Kenyon, faced serious allegations after deleted and banned social media accounts surfaced containing racist and misogynistic content, including degrading comments about Carol Vorderman. When party figure Danny Kruger was pressed on the matter, he chose to minimise rather than condemn. The party's response to its own candidate's behaviour became the second fire to put out. The communication angle. Picture this: a reporter puts a vile quote in front of you and asks you to respond. You have about 4 seconds to make a decision that will define how your party is perceived for the rest of that news cycle, possibly longer. Danny Kruger used those 4 seconds to make the worst possible choice. He downplayed it. Here is what downplaying actually communicates. It does not say this isn't a big deal. It says we knew, we weighed it, and we decided it was acceptable. The audience fills in that blank every single time. When you minimize someone else's bad behavior, you absorb it. You are no longer a spokesperson handling a problem. You are a co-signer. The correct move in that moment is what I call the clean break response. You separate yourself from the behaviour immediately and completely before you say anything else. Not well, Robert is a good candidate who and not people say things online that you start with the behaviour. You name it accurately. You say it is wrong. Full stop. Then, and only then, do you talk about next steps. The sequence matters because the audience is listening to your first instinct. Your first instinct tells them who you actually are. What Kruger did instead was reach for the classic deflection toolkit: soften the language, redirect to the candidate's broader qualities, imply the criticism is overblown. This toolkit has a 100% failure rate in front of cameras. It does not work because their original content exists. It is screenshotted. It circulates. Every soft word you use sits next to the hard evidence, and the contrast destroys your credibility faster than silence would have. For reform, the deeper problem is that this response fits a pattern. When a party's instinct, again and again, is to protect rather than correct, observers stop treating each incident as isolated. They start treating them as policy. That is a brand catastrophe, and no single good speech fixes it. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on crisis language gives you a framework for sequencing your response under pressure, specifically how to lead with clarity instead of instinct, because under pressure, most people's instincts are to protect, and protection almost always reads as guilt. The takeaway. Before your next crisis response, whether it is a team member's public mistake or your own, write down this question before you open your mouth. If I say this, what does it tell people I believe? That one question will stop you from reaching for minimizing language, because you will immediately see how it lands. Your response is not just about the incident. It is a statement of your values. Treat it like one. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.